This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time to focus on food, farms, and family. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here again with another overview of important things going on in the agricultural world of the family farmer. This program is not about anything other than getting fair prices, a fair shake for family farms, especially the whole business with dairy. It's the whole world has gone nuts as far as what I can see. People just not get, well, the people get it, but somehow or other we've, and this isn't the first time this ever happened, there's a disconnect between government and the people. So we're going to talk about how that's been remedied in part by the folks that produce Farm Aid. In a few moments, we're going to meet one of the people very closely connected in directing Farm Aid. Been with it for quite a long time. So we'll get to the bottom line of what was created at Farm Aid this year. This program is on the air because I am a farmer. And I believe that the stories of family farmers need to be told on the air. This is not a program that's sponsored by the big agribusinesses. 5 seconds listening to this program and they wouldn't come near it. But all the rest of the stuff that's on the air, whether it's radio or television or mostly in print, I've been shunned by most of the big publications because they get all their money from the big agribusinesses. And these companies are not connected to my future and they're not connected to your future. Speaking of the future, I think normally I start the hour with some news updates, if you will. You'll recall for the past 10 years, there's been a lot of debate, a lot of regulatory wrangling, and the government now trying to implement, even though there were a number of delays in implementing the so-called Food Safety Modernization Act, the time is coming for this thing to actually be put into place. And thanks to organizations working for you, for the small family farmer, for a lot of the artisan producers, a lot of locavores, because this program basically is for the farmer, the family business, the farm business owner, and the locavores who use our product. So the consumers are an important part of our conversation here. And a lot of them got very upset, as they should, listening to programs like mine talking about how the Food Safety Modernization Act was an attack on the small farmer, which it was when it first came out. It was outrageous. The things that were being requested or required of small family farmers that were not going to be required of the big agribusinesses. It was so obvious what was going on here. These guys taking their political muscle and pushing politicians that they control into trying further ways, finding further ways of screwing the family farmer and the American consumer as well. But thanks to a lot of pushback, and hopefully this will happen with the farm bill as well, you as a food consumer and you as a family farmer are going to be, well, the small-scale producers and farmers are exempt from most of the new regulations that are approaching. Exempt from the regulatory requirements doesn't mean that the farmers ignore what the spirit here is. You can become better. You can do better. We can always, all of us, do better. When I was selling raw milk, when I had produced raw milk to be processed, it was one process. But I became a better farmer, a better dairyman, a better producer, making my people and the farm and the cow, everything about the place was better because we wanted to sell the raw milk produced by the cows, so it was a separate, stronger process. Those of you who are producers still need to confirm that you will fit within the exceptions and exemptions that have been put forth. So figure that out by talking to your local USDA person, and I'm sure the groups like the National Farmers Union, American Farm Bureau Federation, has all of the things that are necessary, so you understand what you have to do in terms of record keeping, signage. Maybe you still have to register, file statements for the Food and Drug Administration. I know I don't have to, and I wouldn't. I changed my farm and what I was doing because I'm not interested in being involved in more, another government ploy to control what I'm doing. So there will be people who use the terms qualified farm, qualified facility to describe the farms and businesses that fall within the exemption created by the Tesler-Hagen Amendment. They were very, very, these are two senators that come from farm states that wanted to sort of squash the whole thing, and it would have been better if we had, but at least they got the farms, the facilities that were that shouldn't be ruined by this, protected somewhat. There are difficult requirements under the regulations, but again, producers need to comply with certain paperwork requirements that will keep them from having to be under the thumb. So if you grow fruits and vegetables, nuts, mushrooms, you need to look at the exemption for the produce safety rules. You are a qualified farm, sell less than $500,000 in food annually, and more than half of your sales are to individual consumers, local restaurants, and local retailers, which is defined as something within 275 miles of where you are. I think most of the people that we're talking to on this program fit into that description. If you're a qualified farm, you do not need to register with the government or submit any documents to support your exemption. You do, however, need to keep your own records in case some goon from the government shows up to investigate. You also got to post a sign at wherever you're selling your stuff, in the barn, the store, wherever. Provide an invoice that includes your farm name and address. That record keeping and signage requirements are basically in effect anyway. I mean, who goes to a farm that doesn't have some identification? I can't imagine. I'm certainly happy to identify my farm. I'm proud of it. Most of you are as well. So if you're a processor or a manufacturer, there are hazard analysis and risk-based preventative controls that you'll have to sort of skinny up to. But again, the size of your farm will tell you whether you're exempt or not. If you're simply growing, harvesting, or selling products without doing any processing, then you are not a facility. You don't need to register with the FDA. If you're a retail establishment, if the main purpose of your business is to sell directly to the public, you're a retail food establishment, your primary function is judged by whether the majority of the monetary value of your sales, that is all the food you're selling, are direct to consumer. That's the case with most of the farmers that I know in my region. And then the qualified facilities, if you don't fit within the definition of farm or retail food establishment, then you may be a facility. You do have to register because you're selling outside of your own local district. But the information is at the flowchart. There's information at Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, at the National Farmers Union, at the American Farm Bureau Federation. So I think that's a very helpful step. I'm happy. I'm relieved somewhat to see that being the way that it's going. All right, so that's that story. In a moment, we're going to get focused on farm aid for 2018. It's 15 minutes after the hour here. Let me help you if you are a victim of stains on your teeth. Not the worst thing in the world, but nice to be able to know. Excuse me, you can fix the problem of having stains from drinking coffee or tea or wine. Maybe you're still smoking. Well, if all those things describe what's going on with you and your teeth are yellow, you want to clean them up, all you have to do is call the number to order power swabs. Call 800-208-1797. You can't go online and order this stuff. Can't get it in stores. You will get a 50% off deal if you use the code DJV. Just tell them DJV when you call 800-208-1797, or you can mention Doug Steffen, and you'll get the power swabs at half price. These things work, and they're little swabs in a tube. Well, break open the tube, and you swab your teeth. 5 minutes later, the teeth are two shades whiter than they were before. Do that every 7 days, and before you know it, your teeth will be back to how they looked when you were a young whippersnapper. Works on all regular teeth, caps, crowns, veneers, and there is no sensitivity. I mean, you may feel a little something, but whenever I do it, I don't feel a thing. And it tastes pretty good, too. So, let me send you in the right direction here to get this patented tooth detergent and whitening agent working for you. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Please tell them you heard about it here, and you get a 50% off retail price deal. Power Swabs, the best way to whiten your teeth, the safest way, the least expensive way. Power Swabs at 800-208-1797.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
All right, let's get to it. An overview of what happened at Farm Aid. Joining us now is Jennifer Fahey, who is the communication director for Farm Aid. Been doing this. You and I have talked. I remember going, I think I met you in Chicago a couple of years ago. But I know because you're headquartered in Boston, which people say sometimes, how come Farm Aid is headquartered in Boston? That's a good first question, don't you think?
It is a common one indeed. Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
Hi. So we are headquartered in Cambridge, just outside of Boston, because Willie pulled Carolyn Mugar into the mission early on and asked if she would be willing to help distribute the $7 million that was raised for the first Farm Aid concert in 1985, and she agreed to. She worked out of her kitchen for many years, and as Farm Aid kept going and kept growing, she established an office and hired staff, and here we are 33 years later.
So how did, if I remember correctly, the story, Mugar is a well-known Boston family name because the family controlled a lot of supermarkets for a long time. It's the same family, isn't it?
That is right, yes.
And, so they were invested or involved. I think she was anyway. I don't know much about her husband other than they all made a lot of money when they sold the supermarket chain off. But they have been devoted to this whole idea of community gardening, I think. Have they not? I mean, they understand it. But I never understood how Willie found her. How did Willie Nelson find her?
Well, they were running in the same circles. Carolyn was involved in a lot of organizing, labor organizing over the years, and had met Willie. And that's how they connected. And she's always had an interest in food, but really it's about the people for her and making those connections. So she traveled the country, met farmers, figured out who had some solutions to the farm crisis, and Farm Aid put some money behind them, and they are still up and running to this day and helping farmers on the land.
Well, I think I would like to talk about where the money goes, because a lot of people ask that question. As you know, this program is devoted to helping the family farmer. It's the only one of its kind. All the other radio programs, television shows are all sponsored by the big agribusinesses. This program isn't. As a matter of fact, we don't even have any sponsors because I'm so independent and so devoted to the same sort of thing that Willie is and obviously Carolyn Mugar is. So I want to pursue that with you and help spread out all the information. Jennifer Fahey with us here on the American Family Farmer Show.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the farm.
The power of conversation here. I'm the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Fahey, the communications person at Farm Aid. She also is a CSA member and a master urban gardener. So you have a plot. Jamaica Plain, we call it JP around here, has been quite well gentrified, I think, over the past 10, 12, 15 years, hasn't it, Jennifer?
Well, it retained a lot of its character, I think, and we're trying to strike a balance here in Jamaica Plain, but it is a sweet way of putting it, I guess. An uphill battle, for sure. Yeah.
It's an interesting kind of a quirky neighborhood, Dorchester, some of these areas around Boston, Mattapan, but they are changing. But a lot of people, just as an aside, one of the things we've talked about here on a number of occasions on the American Family Farmer program is how urban areas can find or make, create, if you will, places for their own food to be grown. We all know the stories about growing gardens on top of buildings in New York City, but there are companies that are making projects out of finding places in the cities where you can have fresh fruit grown, right? Is that something that you look at from Farm Aid's perspective, or just somebody like you who knows what's going on is aware of these concepts and these things?
No, Farm Aid is definitely involved in that as well. Farming is not just a rural occupation. It can, you know, more and more become an urban one as well. And as we have moved the Farm Aid event around the country, we have often ended up in cities because that's where a lot of people are and that's where the concert venues are. And we were in New York City in 2007, and people said to Willie, why would Farm Aid be in New York City? And he said, well, more people in the city eat than in any other city.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's a valid point. We've got to keep our connections to our food, and we can do that by growing on our, you know, apartment balconies and urban gardens. And you're right, there's a lot of business potential as well. And Boston has been a leader in, changing zoning so that urban agriculture is possible and that businesses can help get folks started and make a business out of growing good food in cities.
Do you find that your approach to this, I'm going to ask you at some point in time as we have our conversation, how do you decide where the money goes? But do you find through the work you're doing, for example, this year's concert was in Hartford, the arena between Hartford and Springfield. And I watched on Access TV to see who was there. I want to see Willie. I want to see his family. I want to see Neil Young. As I said, I've been to a couple of them. Mellencamp, Dave Matthews seems to have more and more every year, more of a prominent position because he's the youngest of the group and probably has the most energy. And I think people identify with him, and he identifies with the Farmers. The essence of what we're trying to do is call attention to the need that farmers have, but also where farming is taking place. And I think you've just said something that was very interesting. As farming changes, it happens to be an economic reality because it's hard, it's expensive to transport good, fresh food around. So if you grow it where the people are, and so I wonder how much you get in terms of business support. Business, local businesses say, okay, here's a local farmer. Here's $100 or $1,000 or $100,000 to help you do what you're doing. Does that happen?
There are organizations that do micro loans like that. Farm Aid, we are a nonprofit organization, and our goal is to affect change in the farming system. And so we're not giving money directly to farmers to start businesses. We're actually not allowed to do that. We are supporting organizations across the country that provide that technical assistance and that support and those microloans to farmers and can get them started.
So that's important. You may have heard me talking about how that new Farm Safety Act is being enacted, and maybe we'll talk about the intertwinings there as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As we get back to our American family farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Fahey is here from Farm Aid. We're talking about this year's Farm Aid. The highlight for you this year, you've been involved with these things since 2002, so you've seen a number of them. What was the highlight? How did it feel this year differently than, let's say, in years past?
It felt great. The people of Connecticut were so excited that we chose their state to highlight, and it's always great to be back in New England where so many of us on staff have connections, and so my farmers the farm where my CSA is, they were able to take a day off from the farmer's market and come on down, and that was really great. And, yeah, it was a really spectacular day weather-wise. People were really engaged. The homegrown village where we have hands-on exhibits for people to really connect with the roots of their food and to agriculture, that was busy all day long. We kicked the day off with a press event, which was very spirited.
Spirited in what way, Jennifer?
Well, our board members are angry. You know, they're mad at our representatives.
Government. Government is screwing up our food source. Government is screwing up the farm life. Look no further than the nearest dairy farm, and you see what a complete catastrophe it is, and no one is to blame. You point the finger right at government, bureaucrats. That's where the blame lies. And who's taking responsibility and who's fixing the problem? So is that sort of what came out during the press event?
It was. It was one of many things, yes. We had a dairy farmer on stage with us who sold his herd in the spring of this year and made that heartbreaking decision. And he was ready to retire, but his daughter had always dreamed of being the 10th generation to take on the farm And now she's figuring out what her next steps are. She wants to continue to be involved in agriculture, but she won't be on her own family farm, which is heartbreaking.
Well, there's another side to all of this stuff. These people that are these nincompoops that are part of government that don't have a clue about what it's like to wear the hat, the clothing that a dairy farmer does, whether it's the old dairy farmer, the new dairy farmer. I've been around cows all my life. I have a farm in Framingham, and people, I don't want to say like you, but people who come from Cambridge or Jamaica Plain or Boston say, huh? There's a dairy farm in Framingham? I didn't even know there was a farm in Framingham. Never mind a dairy farm in Framingham. I have faced unbelievable obstacles to try to keep this place, which is a fabulously pristine, not like you'd find the buildings and the land, not like you'd find anywhere else. It's like I'm on an island here. Nobody wants to help. The government of the city finally has done something that will allow me on my own to save the farm, but they, for the past 5 years, have been fighting everything. Any idea I came up with, they'd knock it down. And so you get this point, to the point where I know tons of guys who are my friends. One of my very close friends is a cattle dealer that works all over New England, and he and I were talking on the phone yesterday. A business for cattle dealers, because obviously they're selling to dairy farms, is awful. You think about all the ancillary things. Never mind that. The quality of the milk that people are getting as a result of the fall, the breakdown of the dairy farm, the family dairy farm, the crap. It comes from these huge 5, 10, 20,000 cow. They aren't dairy farms. They're factories. And I'm sure that some of that came up over the weekend too, right?
It definitely did. And we talked about the fallout of industrial agriculture when you look at what happens during a hurricane like we just had in North Carolina and South Carolina. And we've got that effluent flowing into the rivers and now into the ocean. And yeah. You know, we just have to, it's time for us to wake up and realize that we've got to choose the kind of agriculture we want to have. And hopefully people realize the importance of choosing family farm agriculture, and we can rally enough people to, you know, make it happen. But it's a big challenge. And, you know, as you say,
well, because people think of themselves, they think of how they just want cheap food. Well, you get cheap when you don't pay for what it costs to grow the food, to make the milk, whatever it is. You think we're going to keep having imports from Canada or China or New Zealand or wherever the stuff comes from, Mexico. What are you getting? There's no real supervision of what comes from other countries. So and then we look around and we wonder why everybody's sick or why people need drugs. It's all a collusion there. In my mind, it's all the same people making the decisions to screw over the farm and the good food so you can get sick so they can sell you more drugs. And it just it's absurd. It just goes around and around and around. And
Certainly our current system is not benefiting farmers or eaters. So.
No. That's a nice way of putting it. See, I don't put it that nicely. That was very tactful, Jennifer.
Thank you.
How much? You're welcome. How much money did you raise? How much were you able to do? And again, underscore for us how the money goes to solve the problems the farmers have.
Well, typically the concert enables us to raise about $1.5 million. And one way that money gets spent is through our annual grant program. And so just coming back from the concert, we move into grant reading. We have hundreds of applications from organizations across the country who are doing work with farmers. You mentioned FSMA at the top of the show. FSMA has been something that we have funded projects around for years and years. And so we have groups on the ground in communities working with farmers and saying, okay, this is how it's coming down.
This is what you have to do, and this is what you don't have to do. Don't let somebody else tell you something else. Right.
And they've been fighting for years to make sure that those regulations are not one size only, because, as you say, family farmers have different operations. There are different requirements that they should have to meet that are not as stringent as those 10,000 cow dairies.
Yeah.
So We fund organizations across the country who are providing hotlines to farmers. We have a suicide epidemic right now with people working in agriculture, and we've got to put money and resources behind that. We're also fighting for that in the Farm Bill. There is a bill that is included in the Senate and the House versions of the Farm Bill supporting the Farmer and Rancher Stress Assistance Network, which would put $10 million per year from the U.S. government into hotlines and services that can help farmers.
What a horrible statement. What a ridiculous statement, actually, that is. What a comment on the state of farming. We have no food, we have no life, we have no health, and yet we're fighting it at every turn because of the moronic thinking. Not so much the reps who let these bureaucrats put these things. I mean, where did this... The regulations don't come from politicians, they come from bureaucrats. And the regulations often from people who go to the industrial ag schools where the chairs are supplied by Monsanto and that ilk. What do you think they're going to teach them? And it's like me selling raw milk. I used to sell 100 gallons of raw milk a day on my farm in Framingham, cut 12 bucks a gallon. That wasn't enough to sustain the farm, even though I could have kept going. There are other things that people come because they don't want you to sell raw milk because they don't think it's healthy. One of the local board officials called it white death. I mean, the stupidity of people who don't realize this is the natural food. This is the way you were supposed to drink it, not processed and microwaved and whatever the hell else they do to it down at Gorelick. It's just and fighting that all the time because you have these people who supposedly have degrees and they're the knowledge, they're the expert. Bull. They're not the experts at all. I'm the expert because I've been around cows all my life and I know how to milk a cow. I know how to make sure the milk is pure, and I don't need somebody who's looking at page 46 of some book that says this is what you're supposed to do. And yet that's what we're confronted with all the time, frankly.
Right. And what we need instead is for those people to be helping encourage farmers to pursue those income streams that help diversify their farms so that we don't have dairies that, you know, rely on a processor and then when they get canceled, there's no other processor that would pick up their milk and they have to close their doors. And we have to have people in the departments of agriculture and elsewhere across the government who believe in family farmers and are making it easier for them to succeed rather than putting up barriers.
We're talking to Jennifer Fahey about farm aid this year and what the money is going for. Some more resource information for farmers who are struggling as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer. You know, the two causes of heartburn and acid, that acid indigestion most doctors ignore. If you're suffering from heartburn, acid reflux, the important information here, the research that's been done to figure out what the problems are, pretty simple stuff, actually. Your gut often, you know, we talk all the time about the gut being the sanctity of the gut being what predicates your health and your well-being. And that's where Life Change Tea comes in, because it cleans out your body's primary areas so you will have defense, your bowels, your colon, the system of developing and digesting and then eliminating foods that you're not using. In most people's bodies, it's compromised. Time now to power wash your system, to power wash your innards with Life Change Tea. Maintain that perfect health that you want. Get back to it. Cleanse your body from all of the intruders, the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria, the herbicides, pesticides, all that stuff that depletes the benefit of good nutrition from getting into your body. So if your colon and stomach is plugged up, you can feel it, you know. You have upset stomach, gas, all that stuff. Then get online. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea is one of their many products. The best one for, because it's a proprietary American herbal formula. Gentle, organic. It'll cleanse your body, loosen up all the stuff that needs to be flowing out and not staying in, so you feel better. Lots of benefits. Get the parasites out of your body. Go to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. GetTheTea.com is the only place you can get Life Change Tea. Change your life. Go to GetTheTea.com.
I'm Danny Lipford with Today's Homeowner. You know, it's really hard to relax in an outdoor living area like this when you see leaves all over the yard. My daughter Chelsea has a way to make that chore a little easier.
Yeah, you're going to need a bigger rake, like this one from Ames, 26 inches wide, and it has two layers of tines. Just going to be able to grab more leaves with every stroke. You know, see how clean it leaves the yard with just one stroke. But, you know, leaves left in your yard, not a problem like leaves left in your gutter.
Yeah, gutters can really be a problem if they're full of leaves. That can cause a lot of damage to your home. This is a great solution. It's called the gutter brush. You simply drop it in the gutter, and it'll prevent the leaves and straw from sitting in the gutter, clogging it up. It'll wash it away, average home, $200 to $300. Another concern this time of the year is keeping those power bills down, so you really need to pay attention to the air that can get in around your windows.
That's right. If you have single-pane windows, consider Duck Brand Max Window Kit. It comes with everything you need to install plastic on the inside of your windows. Use a hairdryer to shrink it and get that nice pocket of air. You can find out more at todayshomeowner.com.
There's a time and a place for black and white, like when you're learning to play piano, or when you want a big two-toned cookie, or when shopping for a pet zebra. But if you want to attract customers, there's no room for black and white. So go to Staples. Staples specializes in bold, hard-to-miss color printing. And now at Staples, get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a way of sort of, I don't know, giving back, paying back. Not only do we do the radio program, but we have worked on podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com that give you the opportunity to go back and look at the archives, or listen to the archives, more importantly. You can look and see what the information is that's there, summarized in the archival review. But then you listen. The most recent podcast, for example, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is when I go over some of the ag news. I always do that. The underscoring of one family controlling 80% of the fluid milk supply, that's explained. You've heard me talk about that a lot. And then I have Noni Dutton, who oversees the operations of something called Fresh Farm, which is a farmers market organization that serves 150 local farmers in the greater the Mid-Atlantic area, Baltimore, Washington, and that region. He's a very strong advocate for local sourcing of foods, sustainable food. He thinks that it ought to be available to everybody, and it's not. But his organization, nonprofit called Fresh Farm, is there to promote sustainable agriculture and these farmers' markets and help people understand food access. There's a lot of, in this area of the country, great growing areas, fabulous land. Mid-Atlantic has some of our best farms. So take advantage of that if you're there, or understand how this works and how it might work for you. Get a cooperative together of people and have somebody promote all the farmers markets and the local farmers. That's what they do there, and there's a lot of information about that in the current podcast. The podcast is available all the time at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. All right, let's get some more seeds planted in your head here. Jennifer Fahey with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, talking about farm aid this year and trying to offer up some solutions, resources that are available through farm aid. I talked, I think it was last week or the week before, Jennifer, about the number of suicides that are taking place on the family farm because it just, you can't make things. And I don't understand how people are so tone deaf to this. Why it takes people like you and me to be crying, screaming from the top of buildings or trees. Hello, everybody benefits from having a solid food supply. I wonder how much of this is being covered. This is the time of year for the Big E and all of the lovely farm fairs that there are. Do you think enough attention is being paid at these fairs to these sorts of things? Because they are farm fairs.
They are. I think it's a hard balance. We had a lot of conversations as well in our office about how do you balance having a festival that celebrates family farm agriculture at the same time as ringing the alarm bells to say farmers are making 50% what they made 5 years ago and
right.
They're at risk of suicide. How do you balance that? It's tricky. I think that Farm Aid managed it pretty well, and that's why our artists came out, you know, raging, calling for people to get involved. And I do know the Big E was at Farm Aid, and we talked with them quite a bit, and we'll be talking with them in an ongoing way about how we can partner together to support family farm agriculture. You know, their mission is the same as ours, to strengthen family farmers. So I do think we'll be seeing more of that.
And that's my mission here. That's my aim, to strengthen family farmers and farming. Maybe it's because I've cut out of that cloth. That's my jib. And I've been around cows all my life. And it's something I couldn't imagine not having. It's my avocation, though not my vocation. So sometimes I can put a little more into it than the average person can. But at some point, you'd have to say, hey, come on, this is getting silly. So let's keep the message warm and alive. Keep doing things. Keep up the good work. Thank you for explaining this year's Farm Aid. Jennifer Fahey here from Farm Aid at 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now it's 53 past the hour here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment on meat, so-called meat. There's a lot of alternative meat products on the market now, making their way into the grocery store. And I'm looking at some requests that have been made of the feds to establish a definition for meat. We'll talk about how this is crazy. It is crazy. We're defining meat. We're having the government define meat. And we'll talk about some of the things going into that discussion of figuring out what meat is. I know you all thought you knew what meat is, but thanks to the government, you don't really know what meat is. We'll try to figure it out right after this. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Yes, folks, we are trying to figure out what meat is. If you have in your mind, this is a ridiculous conversation. It really does seem like a pretty ridiculous conversation. But millions of dollars is being spent by advocacy groups on both sides and the government to fairly define meat. So how do you define meat? Defining meat that fairly and consistently informs you as a consumer about the differences between meat, meat products, meat byproducts, whether there's any protein in them or not, how the livestock is raised, where the stuff is produced, how much of it is created in a laboratory. Good God. Because of all the technologies that go into creating some of the animals, the current animals and the creating is the right word for it, in this culture of who knows what, it was real meat. There are a lot of the organizations, the farmer organizations, urging establishment and clarification of the identity of the word, the definition of the word meat. Because a lot of these, it turns out, a lot of these foods that are labeled meat are not meat. It's kind of like Kraft American cheese, which is neither American nor is it cheese. But they get away with calling it American cheese. It's garbage that comes in a 90-pound sack, leftover whey from the production of real cheese in Russia. That's what goes into Kraft American cheese slices. So can we be far behind when it comes to the meat and what's processed and where it comes from and how much comes out of a laboratory? Most people don't look at the labels, which is your fault. You're the one who really is going to be the decider here. You, as a consumer, need to look at the meat. Look at the label. Look and find out whether it really is meat, or is it processed, or somehow it's gone through some system, or is it actually the tissue and the flesh of an animal that has been prepared for food? If animal cell culture is the definition for meat, then probably we're okay. Except now, animal cell culture is being duplicated in a petri dish and other growing ways. I oppose labeling the foods produced using cell culture as meat. It's not meat at all. Real beef, real poultry, real seafood comes from something that's alive, not from a damn laboratory. So that's probably where we start. And this message is to continue to encourage the farmers to grow the real thing and not to enhance it with any kind of excess flavoring or shots. And for the locavores to understand, you got to look for real meat, not substitutes and byproducts. Okay? Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farm.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.